The Fresh Chili Company, located in Las Cruces, New Mexico, it's a testament of faith, imagination, and hard work. What it is today isn't exactly what the people involved with it at the beginning of the business were intending to do. They just loved a very special family recipe of red chili sauce, and they wanted to make enough of it to give to family and friends. Michael Swickard here. Welcome to Enchanting People of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Our award-winning Hatch green and red chili, boy, is it good. It's from locally owned farms in Hatch, New Mexico, the chili capital of the world. Our Enchanting People series is where we talk about someone or several people who have made an impact upon New Mexico. Some people spend their entire life in New Mexico. Others only spend a few years. Regardless, we in New Mexico are better off because of these New Mexico people in this series. Now, the Fresh Chili Company in New Mexico, which do sponsor these, but I wanted to talk about them because they have a very good story. And so, according to Randy McMillan, the owner started from a culinary family tradition. It's a great story. I do tours of the facility, and so I normally tell this story a couple times a week as I give a tour. So, here's what happened with the culinary family tradition. One year, it was red chili season in Hatch, New Mexico. Randy was just a youngster, and Randy's father, Arnold McMillan, who loves food and loves to cook, came up with the idea of using fresh, crisp Hatch red chili right off the chili vines instead of traditional dried red chili powder or dried red chili pods for his Sunday enchilada sauce. They had a Sunday enchilada dinner every Sunday. Now, everybody loved that unique and great-tasting McMillan red chili sauce, but there was one problem. The fresh, crisp red chili was a crop that only lasted about a month. That meant that if they were to enjoy these Sunday red chili enchiladas week after week, they were going to have to save and store some of the red chili for later use, and that's exactly what they did. They followed the Western tradition of canning food. Well, actually, they bottled it. But then they had the delicious red chili sauce even months later for their enchiladas. When Randy McMillan became an adult, he continued the fresh red chili tradition in his house with wife Carol. And they would bottle some of the fresh red chili during the month of harvest, try as much as they could, for later use. He and wife Carol also had a family tradition of giving away their homemade red chili sauce at Christmas time. Their friends, business associates, and family members really appreciated that fabulous sauce and would often ask for more. You know the old saying that some's good and more is better. That's what many were feeling. They were bottling this beautiful fresh red sauce in their home kitchen, and they'd do a bunch of it to give to friends and family and use during the year. Everyone loved their gift of fresh red chili in a jar so much that they'd call and say, "Do you have more jars? Maybe a case?" One year, Randy and Carol McMillan spent many hours on their fresh red chili gifts, making somewhere I understand it was about 1,500 jars of it, took up their whole kitchen. Now, while well-received, it still wasn't enough. And they heard the call for more of their unique chili from their happy friends and family. So they took a giant leap of personal faith and decided it was time to share the magic with everyone as a commercial business venture. That is how and why they started the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces. It was never easy, but what we see today is a wonderful result. Michael Swickard here, Enchanting People of New Mexico, where we talk about people who are special to New Mexico. Hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. Today I'm talking about Randy and Carol McMillan and the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Now, once they realized that there was a commercial need for their unique development of Hatch chili, they faced thousands upon thousands of decision points as to how to start the building, build all the infrastructure, run it, and especially to make it thrive. That's where their deep personal faith was put to a test, because they had to work very well in four connected areas. First, the recipe development for the red chili sauce and salsa was important because that's what got them started, but also the incorporation of traditional dried red chili sauces was just as important, along with all the green chili sauces and salsas. They're staples of the New Mexico kitchens, and when you're doing some, you probably should do all, and that's what they decided to do. All of the Hatch Valley chili was in play then. Second, they must produce these delicious sauces and salsas in quantities far, far beyond what they had done in a home kitchen. And in line with this, there were many government rules and regulations they had to learn and adopt to have a viable large-scale chili production facility. Third, they had to devise how to do the business from taking orders to producing the product to shipping it. They had to have a way of conveying their fine chili to customers other than having one place where people would come and buy jars. So they had to get the computers, the point of sale, the ship station, all that stuff. And it was never easy, and it was very complicated, and they've worked years on it getting it right. Fourth, they had to market to individuals all over the United States and actually in other countries also, and develop wholesale sales to supermarket chains, which they do. Their online order system had to be created, and it had to work correctly, and it does. There was one more important step, and actually it probably was the most important step that they had. They had to hire and put to work the inner core of great people that today make their company work. Starting with the master chili chefs that make their products, they do it thousands of 16-ounce jars at a time, to the quality control workers making sure that every step in the product is correct. You know, the pH of the product is extremely important. They have to get that right. The temperatures have to be exactly right so that the product is germ-free. Each step has to be right, and that's what it is now. They started with a rudimentary cooking system that over the years evolved into what today stands out as a very modern and inventive system of cooking and bottling. Again, I do tours for the Fresh Chili Company, take people around, tell them stories about how chili was developed and all this stuff. And when they look at what they have, they're amazed by how inventive the system of bottling is. And I could write about this for a week and still not cover all of the ingenious developments over the years. But the biggest was the adoption of new recipe products. I'll give you an example. They decided to add red chili to ketchup to make what they call Hatchup, since it's Hatch red chili. Also blending jalapeno chili with avocado oil and some spices. They even developed freeze-dried green chili for backpackers and people camping. From starting with really one very great product, they have now more than 40 types of chili in mild, medium, hot, extra hot. They also incorporated into their company Hatch Valley sweet onions, and they also have pinto beans. They also have a mission to make year by year their products taste the same as they did the year before. So if you buy Papa's salsa, it tastes the same as last year, and it'll taste the same next year. So that when you make a dish with it, you can be sure people say, boy, this tastes different. No, it tastes the same. The cooking supervisors work hard on that and the development of new flavors that they add to the traditionals. Michael Swickert here, Enchanting People of New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. Today on this Enchanting People podcast, talking about Randy and Carol McMillan, who started and run the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. People ask about the name. Well, you see, when the lid of the jar is open, there is that fresh chili smell. That's what they've been trying for. That's what they have. Hence the name, the Fresh Chili. Each jar behind it, there's about 20 people making the production facility operate. From roasting the chili, that's never quite easy, but it's something that has to be done exactly right. Got 10 roasters that go all at once when they're in the middle of the run for it. You get the raw chili pods coming in from the field, and they have to be roasted, and then that goes through the whole facility. It goes all the way to the shipping people to make sure that the jars are packaged correctly, since possibly the people who take them, I'm not going to pick on UPS or the post office, sometimes they drop the packages. Well, we want to make sure nothing breaks. We also want to make sure that they go exactly where they go, so they're all tracked. They're tracked in the facility, and they're tracked as they're coming to people's houses. There are people who get the wholesale orders to the supermarket, so they're on the shelves. And the chili chefs who make sure the chili recipes are prepared just right and meet all the government regulations. But you know, it all goes back to Randy's father Arnold's great Sunday enchilada dinners with that fresh, crisp red chili. Now that jar of that is now called Papa's Chunky Hatch Chili Salsa. You can actually get that. And I like it. It's good. Years ago, during the chili harvest season, I would have some Big Jim roasted for me, and I would then spend several hours, a whole afternoon, cleaning and cutting it up in the kitchen. Don't touch your eyes. Everybody knows that. And then putting it into freezer bags so that I'd have chili throughout the year. Then I discovered the Fresh Chili Company, and now I don't have any chili in my freezer. I have all that great-tasting chili in jars in my pantry shelf. I especially like the 575 sauces and salsas that are so delicious. My favorite to go is a blend of red and green. They have a 575 red and green blend. That's what I like the best. We've all been given a gift for our cooking with these great products that started with Arnold McMillan creating that Sunday fresh, crisp red chili enchiladas. But let me give you what Randy McMillan says about this. This is Randy in something that, where he was talking. He said, at the Fresh Chili Company, we work 6 day weeks and 24-hour days when the hatch chili becomes available to process. We need to process and put into jars enough chili to last for the whole year. Our chili is fresher, redder, greener, and simply the very best. Randy's right about that. He says, over the years, we've been in the business where we've added many tasty new products to go with our original red chili sauce. We made a blend of red and green that quickly became a customer favorite. It became my favorite. Randy's right about that. He continues, we also now use red and green jalapenos, sun-dried traditional red chili, a couple of mustards with chili, along with Hatch Chili Ketchup, they call Hatchup. We also sell frozen chili products and create freeze-dried chili. Most of our products come in mild, medium, hot, and extra hot, so you get exactly what you'd like. Randy continues, you can continue the gift-giving tradition year-round by ordering our products for your friends and family and send them anywhere in the country. Our shipping department will get your products there safely and quickly. Your friends and family will love to add chili to their favorite Mexican dishes like pozole, enchiladas, and tacos. You'll also find some new favorites like smoked ham with honey red chili glaze. And my favorite, turkey and noodle soup with green chili kick. And it has got a nice kick when you do that. And many other delicious recipes my beautiful wife Carol creates for every meal. That's what Randy says. That was Randy McMillan, who had faith, imagination, and vision to build this company. He did so with his wife Carol and many other people such as Chris Lang, who's a partner and media director, along with General Manager Robert Pirtle. I just have to say, well done, my friends. Very well done. One thing that happens if you live in our area in Las Cruces, you can come by the Fresh Chili Company's gift shop at 1160 El Paseo Road, Suite D7, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can come by and that you can get almost all these different types of jars of chili if you want. This is Michael Swickard with Enchanting People of New Mexico, brought to you by the Fresh Chili Company. Thank you for your time today. We'll always have lots of news and stories about New Mexico for you with these podcasts. If you have something or someone you'd like me to talk about, write to me, michael@freshchilico.com. michael@freshchilico.com. Have a great rest of your day. Oh, yes, and eat plenty of that good Hatch Valley chili. Like I always say, some chili's good, more is better, as long as it's Hatch Valley chili. Bye for now.